Listen to this, Marianne.
Marianne, you know I love you. I just felt I had to say the love that I feel for you grows stronger now each day.
Not that I want anything special this weekend. We asked the Nexstar Tabernacle Choir to come up with a special introduction for you. Good morning.
Oh, very nice. I thought that was you, Bob, know, in a little studio recording something for me.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's right. That was me. Well, we're about one loss away from not staying inside anymore on a nice Sunday to watch the Bears. Marianne always wants to get out of the house anyway, so she's been looking into quick driving getaways not far from Chicago.
Yeah, you're right, Bob, because fall does not last too long around here. It's so beautiful out right now, so we have to get moving on these, okay? Let's do something. I was looking for places where we could drive, so I did a little research. And I know you don't want to get on an airplane if you don't have to. So I was looking for places where it could be like a drive away and still get that, vacation feeling that I always love to have. So these are some suggestions. Some you're going to know. Others were news to me. And I have a bunch of them. So if we don't get through all of them, I'm going to... for anybody who's a subscriber to Savvy Planet, the website address is savvy-planet.com. If you're a subscriber, you will get this in the mail on Tuesday. And if you're not a subscriber, you can just go to Savvy Planet and find this information there. Okay?
Is this your way of getting me out from in front of the television this weekend?
Yes. I hope that... we can do that starting this weekend. Yeah, because some places already have like really nice, the beginning of beautiful foliage. Mm-hmm. And other places are just like really fun spots. So, all right. So Indiana Dunes, unbelievably, I've never been there, 54 miles southeast of Chicago. And it's a stretch of, everybody knows about this, but it's a stretch of Lake Michigan coastline with sandy beaches and dunes. And, you know, if you're a bird watcher, you know, birding, which is what it's called, easy bike trails and interesting history. Oh, sorry about that.
Is that the good humor, man? Get me a cake bar.
I'm sorry. Look at this. I turned on my laptop and all this noise started coming out.
Indiana Dunes. Right. So that, you know, depending on where you are, it's only an hour or so away from Chicago.
Yeah, I know. And there's so much to do there. I mean, like, you know, you can go to Chesterton. Have you ever been there? Because they have, like, a great burger place called Octave Grill. And you can, you know, see an old mansion, the Dunes Walk In. I mean, it just sounds like really fun. Like, that's like an activity for, you know, a great Sunday drive.
Right.
All right. Then there's Lake Geneva in Wisconsin, which is 80 miles northwest of Chicago. I think you and I went there one time, and stayed for like 10 minutes, and we did not enjoy a lot of the great stuff. But, you know, like the idea there is you can stay at a hotel or a resort, and, you know, you can just go to the beach or on a cruise. Or if you go, I think it's in February that they have Winterfest, and they have like snow sculpting competitions.
80 miles northwest of Chicago.
I know. And then there's Michigan's Southwest Shore, which we were just there, and that's anywhere from 70 to 150 miles from Chicago.
It's beautiful, though. You get there, and it's like you're in a different world.
You know, I think the minute you cross the border from Indiana to Michigan, doesn't everything just automatically immediately change?
It looks greener, more lush.
It's greener. Yeah. And I think the road is different also. But, you know, you can go to New Buffalo, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor, Holland, Saugatuck, and Grand Haven. It's just beautiful there. And then there's Galena, which I've never been to. That's 163 miles west of Chicago. Super cute area with shops and restaurants. And you can also get on a little cruise on the river and they have local wines and local beers.
Yeah, and what's amazing about Galena is it's hilly. The topography is much different than it is around the city.
Yeah, and have you ever heard of going to Mount Morris?
No.
That's 100 miles northwest of Chicago. You can go biking and hiking, beautiful state parks, recreation, and it's the childhood home of Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you would like that because it's presidential.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, his home is next to Mount Morris, right. Oh, Cedarburg, yeah. Wisconsin, you're going to talk about.
Yeah, 113 miles north of Chicago. It's a great weekend getaway for shoppers and for history buffs. It has a main street that's on the National Register of Historic Places and dozens of cute buildings and 70 boutiques, chocolate shops, and restaurants. It's got your favorite, Bob, a general store museum.
I love those little old stores.
Yeah, and a museum of quilts and fiber arts. And I know we're almost out of time, but I'll just run real quickly through Madison, Wisconsin. There's Rockford, 90 miles just west of Chicago. Fox River Valley, which is 60 miles west of Chicago. Of course, Milwaukee, 93 miles north. You can visit the Amish country in Indiana, which is 110 miles east of Chicago. Champaign-Urbana, which we might be going to tomorrow because our daughter goes to school there. But there's a great place to hike. It's called the Allerton Park and Retreat Center. Mm-hmm. And we went on this hike last year. It was beautiful.
The place I want to go is Grand Rapids, so I can add the Gerald Ford Presidential Library and Museum to the list of presidential museums I've been to.
And I want to go to Starved Rock State Park also. There's a bunch of them, so I'll put them all on this blog, and I'll send the blog out this weekend, on Tuesday.
All right.
So savvy-planet.com is the address, and if you subscribe, you'll just get it delivered to you along with recipes.
Marianne, I will look forward to a nice weekend with you. I'm going to bring that song home with me just in case there's some domestic trouble.
Okay, let's decide where we're going to go.
You got it.